Gratefully, we have in studio with us our good friend Jody Matthews, Executive Director of Urban Vision. Normally joins us a little bit later in the morning, so thank you for getting up early, Jody.
Oh, it's my, well, I'd say it's my pleasure, but I don't know. But I am happy to be with both of you today. Thank you.
Thanks. So we're talking about reaching the babies, and I mean babies by just kids and babies for that matter, but I have five of them, so I get it. How many kids you guys have again?
We have three sons.
Mm-hmm. Three sons.
So what are their ages?
22, 9, 20, and Ronnie's prompting me over here.
He's like, here's how old they are.
He's the numbers guy. I'm more like, I have them.
I carried them, yes.
Jody, it's hard. Like, the hardest one for me is when I go to, like, pick up a prescription for my kid at the pharmacy, and they go, and what's their birth date?
Yes.
And I go, oh, no. Oh. I got to know the year now.
I mean,
it's one thing to get the month and the day.
Telling you, it's a stretch.
Okay, so it's not just me. See, I feel better already.
Good. I'm glad I made you feel better, Brian.
So, okay, you all at Urban Vision. I know you love kids.
Yes.
And so let's just start with the basics. Why do outreach to kids? Because they may not even be able to understand theology yet.
Well, a long time ago, I actually have this little plaque in my office that says, feed my sheep, don't just babysit them.
Yes.
And I really have taken on that as a heart and working with children and coming alongside them, that any opportunity that I have to be with a child should be a purposeful one.
Yeah.
And it's an opportunity to just instill God's word, his love, principles. And we can do that with our own children, our nieces, nephews, grandchildren, children in the community. I mean, there's just so many ways. If we can have our perspective different of how we approach children.
Yeah, because, you know, I think sometimes it's easy to fall into the trap in ministry of just kind of having a holding pattern for the kids, where you just put them in there, watch some movies.
Exactly.
Do a craft, have a snack, and then mom and dad are back, you know?
Exactly. And I really feel that, you know, well, of course, Jesus had a heart for children. You know, he said, let the little children come to him, for such is the kingdom of God. And he often used children as an example, like to have faith like a child. And so obviously, children were very important, a part of Jesus's heart. And so if they were so important to Jesus, then obviously they should be important to us. And looking for ways of instilling line upon line, as the scriptures say, precept upon precept, that building that foundation in their life that they can really be rooted and built up in the Lord.
Yeah. One thing that always stands out to me too is, like, we don't know where kids are coming from. And so, like, you as a teacher are very valuable too. And I remember certain teachers that totally stick out to me among other ones, especially Bible teachers, who were very intentional with me and encouraging, especially at that young age. I still remember my first kindergarten Bible study teacher. I can picture her. And I just remember, like, it's a scary time when it's like the first time you're alone without your parents being there. And I was actually talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and he was saying, he's like, I think we forget how important, you know, adults are in a child's life. Mm-hmm. And so to know, like, yes, it's important for kids, but, like, us as adults, it's important for, like, if you're gifted with these gifts to, like, serve children, that you really do make an eternal difference. You can.
It does. And, you know, I can think of a little story when I was teaching the kindergarten class. We were talking about heaven and what's in heaven and who's in heaven and the streets of gold and the pearly gates and you know, no more tears, no more sick, all of this. And one little boy who I thought was not paying attention at all. And I gave them this little picture to color and put glitter on to make this, you know, beautiful picture of the heaven. And we talked about all kinds of stuff. And he gave me back this picture, and there was just this one little blue line in the middle of his picture. And I said, well, you're not finished with this. Why don't you go back and see if you can add? He goes, Mrs. Jody, I am. I go, well, what is that? And he goes, it's the river of life that flows from the throne room of God. I said, okay.
You are done.
Put your name on it. You know?
That's great.
And so we often dismiss the fact that kids are getting things, but I was like, you know, the Lord, you know, he teaches me through these kids that they can get things like that.
Well, and I think it's easy to pass over the portion of scripture too, where Jesus points out the fact that he wants us to emulate something in children as adults.
And exactly.
Talk more about that. I know you have some things for that.
Yeah. He wants us to emulate, you know, his heart and the simplicity of just coming to him. You know, I think as adults, sometimes we complicate, we have so much baggage, and yet give me an opportunity to have a room full of children because they're just so moldable and they're willing to say eager. I love that word, eager to learn.
Yeah.
And even in this this age of technology, I could pull out a Bible story, and if a story is told well, you could hear a pin drop in this room. With everything that we're competing against, if you could be passionate about the Word of God and tell it in such a way the kids can understand and grasp and keep it simple like that, they'll get it and they'll run with it.
That's right. And it's such an excellent reminder for us too, because I tell you what, the gospel is not as complicated as we make it sometimes. It really is beautifully simple.
Yes, yes.
So simple, the heart of a child can grasp it.
Exactly. And there's just so many little things that that we can do. I often have had opportunities to share, the verse that says, Jesus said, I will never leave you. And I would often have the kids with their thumb point to themselves and start with their little pinky and say, and Jesus said, I will never leave you. And I want you to put your name there. And then they would say their name. And then oftentimes that little simple thing will remind a child. I can think of a kid who was in a foster care situation at the time, and he was struggling, and just having that little thought of knowing, you know what, God sees me and he cares for me and he's there for me and he will never leave me. Wow. And that's something that child can take with him throughout his life.
Definitely.
Tell me about Jesse. I want to hear Jesse's story.
Yeah, Jesse was a very special little young man. He came to one of our kids' clubs a long while back, early on in the ministry, and he loved Jesus. Well, he was very ornery, I have to say, but he came to Jesus. There was an elderly man, Mr. Calhoun, who worked with the kids in the elementary school, and they would call him Grandpa, and all this stuff. He would come, and he was ready to hear, brought lots of kids with him. That's the one thing about kids are the greatest evangelists. You know, yeah. Once they catch hold of it, they're like bringing their friends, yeah. their neighbors, and that was Jesse. And so every day he came, every week he came, until one day he didn't come, and I knew something was wrong because, normally he's there. And that summer he got to go to camp and really experience, outside of his community, and got to just really relax and understand what God's word was, and mm-hmm. really came to understand, know Christ. And he even got a chance to share his testimony on Christian radio.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
And so that fall, he came and he didn't show up, and I knew something was wrong. And sure enough, I got the phone call and found out that Jesse was in an accident and he had died.
Ugh.
And I was just devastated. I still actually can't really talk a lot about it still because it's still close to my heart, because it's something that fuels my heart to say mm-hmm. these children can know and they can understand. Oftentimes I go to the little marker that's still in the Akron Cemetery. I still go there mm-hmm. and I go there as a reminder that and he didn't have much, and he didn't have a lot, but yet this little marker reminds me that that is important to reach children now. And it's important to share the truth and use those opportunities, whether they're your own children or others, to really impart the truth of Jesus Christ into their lives.
So we've kind of really laid the groundwork here, I think, for why we need to do this, Jody. So help us think through some basics and how we can teach kids. Because some people might say, look, children cannot understand predestination and, the five points of Calvinism.
Right. I think, first of all, you just need to use teachable moments. When a kid is struggling with something that they're facing, just bring out God's word in a way that's appropriate, that Jesus cares for you. Mm-hmm. He understands your weeping. I love, actually, just literally happened yesterday. A girl was very, very upset because she found out her friend had just passed away from cancer. She's mm-hmm. like 13. And she's not one very emotional person at all. And she was very keeping it in, but just all of a sudden, and the sobs just came. Mm. And just that reminder of just saying, there's not a tear that you shed that is not captured in that bottle. There's not a sighing in your heart that God does not see, mm. and that he loves you and he cares for you. And then those moments, that's when the word of God becomes alive.
Yeah.
And that's what we stand on. It's the rock, because that's what we need. All of us need that, whether we're children or adults, we need that. And so we just use those teachable moments in the car, You know, just, yeah. I mean, I can remember when my son was driving by, you know, we were driving by and he said, Mommy, he goes, I see somebody who's poor. I said, well, how do you know they're poor? I'd like to know. Mm-hmm. Is it because they're, you know, the way they're dressed or where we're at? He's like, no, no, no. He says, he goes, Mommy, because their eyes are sad.
Oh.
And I just really stopped right there. And I said, you know, in that moment, you know, I wanted to say, you know what? That's right. We got to look beyond the exterior and be willing to see the heart. And this little child who was only like 4 or 5 saw into that. I said, that was a teachable moment for me. And but yet to go on and say, you know what? God wants us to share with the gospel with people. He wants people who are brokenhearted to see the Savior who is the lifter of our chins and stuff. So
yeah, and that's and through the eyes and heart of a child, sometimes we're just reminded about how deep a child's words can bring us closer to Christ. You
exactly.
know? And so for someone who's maybe struggling to figure out how to do better in terms of, like, let's just say kindergarten or first grade, that age, how can we do better with sharing the truth with little kids like that?
You know what? I really feel that it starts with our own relationship with God, because so much of things is not so much that we're saying these words. It's caught by the enthusiasm of our heart, the genuineness of passion for God. I'll tell you, every week and every day when I'm sharing in different capacities with children, it becomes fresh to me. When I have to share the gospel message over and over, you'd think that it would get old, but the thing is, it wells up out of my relationship with Jesus, and I am so passionate about that because I want the kids to know that they're loved and that there's a Savior that died for them and rose again, and that that gives us hope and victory. And so I think just keeping it out of a freshness out of our own heart and soul, that it doesn't just become a rote thing that we do, that it really becomes something that is a part of who we are. And kids catch those things.
Oh, yeah.
Kids are very perceptive about someone who's very genuine and very real. And so I think that that's the heart checker. And I like that.
That's great.
Definitely.
Been some great tips today and thoughts from our friend Jody Matthews, Executive Director of Urban Vision in Akron. How can folks find out more about what you're doing at Urban Vision and maybe get involved?
Well, they can go on our website at urbanvisionministry.org and get some information there and contact us.
And you have a book that's been out now for a few months?
Yes, it's called A Call to the Edge. In fact, I have Jesse's story in this book, along with a poem that I've written that's close to my heart. And so, yeah, there's just, yeah, it's definitely an overflow of my heart from the last 25 years. It's poured out in this heart for, you know, kids and families in our community.
And if you have questions or want to connect, you can always come right to us, brianandkathleen.org. We'd love to connect you with Urban Vision and the Matthews. Thanks again for getting up early and hanging with us, Jody.
Oh, it is a pleasure.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.